Hare Krishna, I'll be speaking about Sri Dvija Haridas. The 72nd branch of Chaitanya tree was Dvija Haridas. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhashya, there is some question about whether Dvija Haridas was the author of Ashtotra Satanam. He had two sons named Sri Das and Sri Gokulanand. Their village, Kanchanagadiya, is situated within 5 miles of the Brajarashu station, the fifth station from Azimganj, in the district of Murshidabad, West Bengal. Shamanand went to the city of Keshiari, where he arranged for a Thakurani deity for Shyam Rai. Then, on the occasion of the marriage ceremony of Shyam Rai, he held 3 joyful festivals which delighted the local citizens. At that time, Sri Parshottam Damodar, Mathura Das, Haraghosha, Mahapatra and Dvija Haridas took initiation and dedicated themselves to the service of Sri Shyamananda. Sometimes later, on the Krishna Ekadashi in the month of Magha, they had a festival honoring the disappearance of Dvija Haridas in Kanchagari Nagar. To attend the festival, Srinivas went to Kanchagari Nagar. At that festival, there was a great crowd. It was on the day of the festival that Dvija Haridas's son, Sri Das and Sri Gokulanand took initiation from Srinivas Acharya. Observance of the death ceremony of Dvija Haridas Acharya, as mentioned in the Bhakti Ratnakar, Chapter 10 by Narahari Chakravarti Thakur. When Srinivas Acharya Thakur returned to Jaji Gram from Sri Khanda with all his followers, he began once again to teach his pupils from the books of Goswamis. He silenced the heretics by boldly preaching that devotion was the best path. Sri Acharya was pleased with his disciples because they could quickly grasp the philosophy of the Goswami books, and the pupils were happy to have been trained by their guru. He decided to give Diksha to Sri Gokulanand, Sri Das and other followers. As Gokul sat amongst the other students, Srinivas told him how his heart burnt because of the disappearance of Sarkar Thakur and Sri Das Gadadhar. Because of his unhappy state of mind, he had left Jaji Gram and gone to Vrindavan, only to find that on Krishna Ekadashi day, in the month of Magh, Dvija Haridas Acharya had also disappeared. Thus, he had sunk deeper in the ocean of misery. The Goswamis of Vrindavan were equally depressed. But they had requested Srinivas to Godadesh. Srinivas advised the two brothers to patiently take responsibility for the proper observance of the death anniversary of Acharya. He ordered them to go to Kanchanagariya and make arrangements for various necessities, assuring them that he would also go there within 2 or 4 days. He advised them not to worry about anything because everything would be done easily by the mercy of Acharya. Sri Gokulanand and his brother left immediately for Kanchanagariya, where the inhabitants greeted him warmly. The brothers approached wealthy persons and requested them to help arrange the festival. Those wealthy people gave various useful items, built houses for the invited guests, and informed the two brothers when their arrangements were completed. Sri Gokulanand and Sri Das were pleased with the arrangements. The people of the village speculated in various ways about the reason for the festival arrangements. One person clarified it by telling others that Dvija Haridas Acharya was a great disciple of Sri Mahaprabhu. After Mahaprabhu's disappearance at Neelachal, it became difficult for Dwija Haridas to pass his days. He gradually dwindled to half life and then decided to leave this world forever. But according to the wish of Mahaprabhu, he checked himself for some time and called his own two sons, Sri Gokulanand and Sri Das, to his side. He told them about the character of Srinivas Acharya and advised them to take initiation from him. The next morning, Dwija Haridas left alone for Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, Dwija Haridas chose a very lonely place to live, and Srinivas once went there to meet him. At that time, Dwija Haridas repeatedly requested Srinivas to give Diksha Mantra to his two sons. Srinivas returned to Gauda, but as he was travelling to Vrindavan for his second visit, he learnt of the disappearance of Dwija Haridas during the month of Magha. Srinivas was grief-stricken, but Dwija Haridas consoled him in a dream. When Srinivas reached Vrindavan, everyone came to welcome him. At that time, he met Sri Gokulanand and Sri Das and talked with him affectionately. He ordered them to go to Kanchanagarya and assured them that he would also go there after some time. He also assured them that on the day of Krishna Ekadashi in the month of Magha, he would give them Diksha Mantra. All these festival arrangements were made for observing the auspicious day of the disappearance of Dwija Haridas Acharya. Thank you. Hare Krishna.